T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
When you think of Allen Park, you think of that giant tire, and you also think of home of the Detroit Lions.
Correct.
So how long have the Lions been based in Allen Park?
Well, they built that practice center, and so they've been there now 17 or 18 years, quite some time.
And so what has that done for the city?
Well, they're kind of on the corner of the city between Dearborn and ourselves. Dearborn actually has part of the facility, and we have part, so we share the taxes. I think it's given us a lot of publicity. I don't know that it's particularly – it sits in a office complex, so it doesn't generate a lot of retail business for us, but it does – certainly provide a lot of TV exposure, radio exposure, and that's always helpful for any community.
So when you hear, I know when we hear, you know, oh, the Lions training camp, you know, you always hear Allen Park, the Lions are in Allen Park. So that is something that always comes to mind. And there is, you said it doesn't really provide a lot of money for the city, but you do have some big development going on in Allen Park.
We certainly do, yes. The area that caused us so much economic problem and which we sold in 2016 and got us out of a lot of debt has just finished. We just finished two new hotels that opened up about 3 months ago. Ford is building a huge $850 million wind tunnel and electric carbide battery-type research facility, and as I understand it, they will probably lease those technologies to other automakers because they are so expensive to develop, and they had a wind tunnel right next to that. Ford Motor is the largest taxpayer Allen Park has, and so we're always very happy to see them doing something new, but also where our old city hall is, because Allen Park this year, after 50 years, built a new city hall and police station just further east on Southfield Road, and we sold the other facility, and the Marriott is coming in with a new hotel there. So it'll be three hotels surrounding that 104 acres, and that development also has a couple other projects that will be coming on. They haven't come before our building department, so I hesitate to talk about something that may or may not come to fruition. But things are going very well in those development.
How many jobs would you expect those projects to bring to the city?
Well, the wind tunnel directly for regular probably is not going to have more than 50. But to give you an idea, the space that we had in the 104 acres, Ford has put over 1,000 engineers and support group in that facility. And so I'm assuming that because this the motel, it's an extended stay hotel. So I'm assuming that they expect other engineers to be brought in to work there, do research there and be on a long-term basis. So, but the big 700,000 square foot place there has probably filled up now and has 3,000 engineers and other highly compensated employees. So it's really filled up in the last 3 years.
Earlier, we had mentioned recreational marijuana, and you had said that Allen Park will not be participating, so can you speak more on that?
Yes, we brought the matter before the council, actually before the election, and had a resolution passed by the council, but we also had an ordinance that was published, had public hearings, had no objections, and we had a unanimous vote to opt out of having recreational marijuana either grown or sold in any form or way in the city. And when you look at, let's say, Washington and Colorado, almost 70% of the geographic area of that state has opted out of marijuana. People don't realize, you know, everybody votes for it, but nobody wants it in their backyard. So, and when you, they have annual reports that they have to give their state governments, and they are not reports that I would like to have or be part of in my city, because the increase in death due to marijuana, the increase in health issues for pregnant women and newborns, the studies are already coming out on that, and they're not good, they're not positive. There are a lot of things that people don't realize, that this drug, which stays in your system a long time, can affect you if you use it on a regular basis. And it's particularly hard the younger the people are, and particularly children. I call them children under 25, you know, but that age, as you go down, it really does affect the use of their brains and that. So
there was no fallout from your residents?
I had one person that sent me an email recently and said, well, why did you do this? And everything that I've read from Colorado and Washington suggests that this is not something that is going to be helpful. And of course, the country, the federal law makes it still illegal. So you can't get a commercial driver's license. And oftentimes this THC is in your system well after a week. And most CDL drivers have to have regular drug testing. So there's a lot of jobs that become unavailable for people who may not have real high educational attainment and that pay very well. And those are truck driving, and those people are all being excluded from that occupation. But there are others, and every employer has the right to say you can't use marijuana and work for them. So they can test.
Right. So Alan Park opted out.
Yes.
So was crime an issue for you as well? Did you worry about that?
Crime's not a real serious issue in Alan Park. We've got a very quiet community. At this time of year, we have what we call porch pirates, the people stealing all the
Christmas presents. Is that what's going
all
on?
All the delivery from Amazon and all the other, you know, okay, FedEx and United parcels that come to everyone's door. And so I'd urge everybody, when you know they're coming, because you can track them now, keep track of that. It doesn't happen too often, but we've seen it. I checked with our police chief, and we've had probably half a dozen instances, which isn't too much. We have 11,000 homes in Allen Park. So
it wasn't too bad.
No, but as we get closer and there's more and more packages being delivered, you just have to say to people, you know, I can't put a policeman in front of everybody's house right, or on every UPS right, or FedEx truck in the city. You
right,
know.
Well, you know, we do have to wrap up, but I do want to ask you, this is your last year, right?
Yes.
You're going to be wrapping up, your
right,
term limited. So if you had one thought of being mayor of Allen Park, what would it be?
Well, I've just been very pleased to be the city's mayor. It's the only place I've lived. I was born in Allen Park. In fact, somebody checked my birth certificate and said, how could he be born there? There's no hospital. But when I was born, not everybody went to a hospital. So, but I am. I've, it's been a great honor to be the city's mayor.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. It's been an honor to meet you. And again, we've been speaking with Allen Park Mayor William Batakis, the mayor of Allen Park. And again, thank you so much for joining us.
Okay.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.